When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I Don't Need an Acting Class is brought to you by WeAudition.com. Hi everyone, this is Greg from Milton's Acting Class. WeAudition, it's this really practical platform. You can ask literally any question whatsoever. You can even ask a silly question. I remember one time I asked the question, can someone please help me with social media? I need help with it as an actor. And I received all these candidates, all these people willing to answer this question. You're able to see their qualifications. You're even able to see their resumes. Because of that, you're able to select the right person. Sign up for WeAudition.com today and save 25% off by using the discount code ACTINGCLASS.
Welcome to I Don't Need an Acting Class with Milton Justice.
I was reading a biography of Edward Albee. I bought this book at Strand, and then, as it turns out, unbeknownst to me, I had ordered it from Amazon used, and it arrived yesterday. So I now a book that I owned, that I sold to Strand, about 2 years ago, when I was thinking, oh, I've got too many books. I'll never read this biography of Edward Albee again. Suddenly I needed it. Went to Strand to buy it back at an advanced price. And then it turns out I'd ordered another one anyway. So I'm always very, very interested in the artist's process. So this was something that Edward Albee said about his writing process. And he was talking about how he thinks about it, and he thinks about it, and he says, and then all of a sudden, you know, I've been thinking about it, and one day the characters appear. And he quotes it, says, hello, here we are. And he says, in effect, talking about his characters, they say, write us. And he says, I make experiments with my characters before I trust them in a play of mine. And I love the idea of using the term before I trust them. It's like in his mind, I have to know these characters well enough that I trust them to be in a play I'm writing. And he said, I will do a form of actor's improvisation. I'll take a long walk on the beach with these characters who I plan to have in the play that I haven't written yet. I will put them in a situation that won't be in the play. And I will improvise dialogue for them to see how well I know them. He says, gradually the play takes shape before a word is written down. And I thought that was very interesting. I mean, we keep getting the same pieces of information from whether it's a conductor or a playwright. And in fact, the novelist Faulkner said a similar thing. He said, there's an ingestion period where I keep hearing these characters and I know these characters and I know what's going on with them. And then he said, writing is not so difficult. I just trot along behind them and write down what they say. And then there's a matter of editing. So I encourage all of you to work this way. We talk about it. We do exercises about it, which allow us to get to know these characters better. And it's overly simplistic, but it seems to me that if you know these characters, if you see these characters, if you're aware of how they behave, and it's not like you come up with a situation, you know how they behave, you come up with a situation which forces you to think about it. I mean, it's not about getting the answer right. It's about digging down and figuring out, well, how would she respond? How would she respond in this circumstance? The other thing that we've taken on, which I think is important for us, because we're at a decided disadvantage, because we do have facts of the play that we have to earn. But if we take it from Edward Albee, who sort of lets these characters appear, and then he says, okay, I know them well enough. But he doesn't. It's like in Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf, he just doesn't start with George and Martha coming home from a party. So in a similar way, we should work that way. We should be able to say, okay, it's too big for me, this particular piece of information. So I'm going to take a smaller piece of information, because maybe if I know that smaller piece of information, then I'll be able to get to the bigger piece of information. I know when I say that it sort of makes sense, but does that make sense? Just for your, let me just tell you, just for yourselves, live with it more, all of you. You know, I would like for all of you to, you know, continue talking out your relationship to these characters or what you discover in class, mostly as an experiment. I would like for you to get used to doing that, because I want you to figure out the extraordinary power you have as an actor when you own what you're working on. I mean, it's important for you to get it, because I'm very, very anxious for you that when you walk into auditions or when you get a part and you work on it, that people are constantly blown away. And I know this is how you do it. I know how you do it is that you keep these characters wandering around in your head, so that all of a sudden you get that moment. I keep trying to get actors in all sorts of situations to, I don't know, get the joy of the moment of discovery. I mean, it's torturous, but it's really fun when you get it. It's like you're wandering around and you're wandering around and you're wandering around. My friend Christina is playing Martha in the production of Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf that I'm cobbling together. And she called me this morning while walking her dog in the mountains of Wyoming to talk about this character. And I thought, you know, good for you. I mean, you're wandering around and you're living with her all the time. Anyway, I just pointed out as something that, you know, these are the sort of things that all of a sudden you become this powerful actor, because you have gone through the process of that and you understand how satisfying that is. So anyway, I point that out. So, I mean, I would like for all of you to be really, really good, and I'd like for you all to have careers. And so the thing that I know is this living with something. So I guess the first thing that you have to do is you have to live with it and get the joy that comes from discovering it, from discovering an answer. I mean, it's just so satisfying to have, oh my God, I got it. Kareem called it, we were working, and he called it a fire in the belly moment. And I thought, it's a great turn of phrase, just that fire in the belly moment. And you said, God, that's it. So when you get a that's it moment, first of all, now you know what it feels like. And it's important that you realize how you got it. It is not, you know, this kind of blind gift from God who suddenly is sitting there and saying, I know, I'm going to give Milton a moment. It's like he's busy. You know, he's way too busy to worry about my acting moment. So it really does come because you're connected, and that didn't work. And you're like, Edward, I'll be walking along the beach and playing with these characters, doing scenes that are not in his play. So he can see if they've earned the right to be in his play, which is the arrogance of Edward Albee, I'll say. But, I mean, it's like that. At any rate, keep with that. And then as soon as you go in an audition, they'll sit back and they'll say, wow, where have you been? And you'll say, I've been in Milton's class. Read my resume. He didn't make me take his name off of it.
I Don't Need an Acting Class is created and hosted by Milton Justice. Senior producer is me, Walker Vreeland, and director of online media is Evan Sollers. Music provided by Jeffrey Keyser Trio, May This Be Love, from their album On My Way to You. If you have a question for Milton, please feel free to send your email to questionsformilton@gmail.com. That's questionsformilton@gmail.com. You can also follow us on Instagram at I Don't Need an Acting Class. And please subscribe, rate, and review. It's all we ask. It's all we ask. We don't do Patreon. We're not begging you for money. All we ask is that if you like the podcast, if you're getting stuff out of it, you subscribe and you rate and you review it. I can't tell you how much that would mean to us. Thank you so much for listening, and we will see you back here next week.